Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, August 24, 2009. The Israeli military kidnaps civilians from the West Bank and clashes with fighters in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military kidnapped on Monday 13 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn and morning invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. The Israeli Army Radio announced that the men were taken to detention camps for questioning. They added that all those who were kidnapped were on what the army calls its wanted list. In one of the morning invasions, Israeli troops destroyed three shops in the old city of Hebron, south of the West Bank. Witnesses said that soldiers searched and ransacked homes nearby, then leveled the three shops and left without giving any reasons. In other news, 14 new cases of H1N1, or better known as swine flu, have been confirmed in the West Bank, Palestinian sources reported. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said on Monday that the cases are mostly in the central West Bank city of Ramallah and they were discovered throughout last week. The health ministry added that the number of those infected with H1N1 flu in the West Bank has reached 121. Local sources said that most cases are amongst people who had been traveling abroad or within Israel. In Gaza, Palestinian fighters clashed on Monday with an invading Israeli force at the northern Gaza Strip borders with Israel. According to the Salah al-Din Brigades, they attacked with light machine guns Israeli soldiers as they were operating inside the Gaza Strip. The brigades added that the fight lasted for 15 minutes. No injuries were reported in either side. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.